Let's get started with some guests. We've got some interesting stuff going on in the legal news department. Ahead of celebrating America's Independence Day this past week, a Purple Heart medal was returned to the family of a man who was a hero in World War II. And with us to share this story is truly one of my favorite public servants in Illinois, the Illinois State Treasurer, Michael Frericks, who has been in office for about 9 years. He's the state's chief investment and banking officer, and he manages about $52 billion. Treasurer, thank you so much for joining me. How are you today?
Karen, good afternoon. Glad to be back on with you. I am good.
We're going to start off with this Purple Heart thing, but I also want to talk a little bit about the unclaimed money, because my next guest, who is sitting here with me, said that he just is so excited because he just got $800 from your office and he's going to spend it on me on a fancy dinner. He just said that, really.
Well, that is great to hear. It's part of the reason why we do it. We do this because it's my job, because it's fun to do. And three, when we put more money back into your listeners' pockets, your friends' pockets, and they then take their friends out for a really nice dinner and spend that money at a local restaurant or go shopping at a local store, it does a lot more good circulating that money throughout our economy than it does sitting in a bank vault in Springfield.
That makes total sense. So let's start with this wonderful story where you return this Purple Heart medal. And this is part of your Operation Purple Heart. Can you explain to our listeners what this program is?
Great. Well, this is related to our unclaimed property. I am fighting on behalf of consumers every day to get money that belongs to them back in their pockets, money like sitting at a bank or a financial institution that's with a corporation, a company that mailed them a check and never got cash for some reason. Banks, financial institutions are required to turn over those unclaimed dollars to us. They're also required to turn over unclaimed bank safe deposit boxes. And people put a variety of things in the safe deposit boxes for safekeeping. But one of the things we find frequently are military medals. They're something that people earned. They don't want them to be stolen. They don't want them to go up in a house fire. And unfortunately, too often, they don't tell their family about them. And when they pass away, they get turned over to us. Now, we'll auction off those contents after about 10 years. If we can't track down the rightful owners, we'll auction them off and convert that into cash, which is easier for us to keep track of. But we'll never auction off military medals, especially Purple Hearts. I came into office, found we had Purple Hearts, and created Operation Purple Heart to return them.
So how do you go about finding these families? If they don't come to you, I mean, some of them, you told me a couple months ago that a lot of these families don't even know that their loved one earned this medal.
Exactly. So they rarely come to us. I've had to deputize some of my employees to be private detectives to search the internet and ask for the help of fellow Illinoisans. So when I first came into the office, I found a Purple Heart in one of our display cases. It was really cool to see, but I asked my staff, who does that belong to? And they said, well, we don't know. But we knew whose box it came out of. And so what we do is we look at that name. We do internet searches. We call around. And we created Operation Purple Heart. We called on people in the state to help us to return these. So right before Memorial Day holiday, we post the names of some new Purple Hearts that came in, or at least the names that of people who rented the boxes. And in the case of Jim Evans, there were about 12 people who called him and said, hey, I just saw your father's name. Is he related to you? Is that your father? And then he was able to reach out to us, and we were able to return his father's Purple Heart that he earned in World War II to his son right before the 4th of July.
Do you have any information about what he did to earn that medal?
Yeah, so when it comes in the box, we know very little. We know that there's a Purple Heart. Sometimes it will come with a citation or accommodation for how they earned it. But I got to talk to his son, Jim. He says he signed up for the Army after World War II started. He was stationed at Pearl Harbor. And he sustained an injury in defense of Pearl Harbor. Now, here was a guy who was injured, but he went through recovery, and he went back and spent the next 5 years serving in the armed forces. And he was someone that an injury didn't stop him from serving his country. And, you know, his son, in his case, knew he had a Purple Heart, but didn't know where it was. We find some cases children didn't even know that their parents had earned a Purple Heart.
So if people think that there might be a Purple Heart somewhere in your office, how would they contact you?
they should go to either IllinoisTreasurer.gov and click on unclaimed property. You can search for yourself. You can search for family members. Or if you're wondering if you want to help us return one of those particular Purple Hearts, you can go to OperationPurpleHeart.gov.
Great.
OperationPurpleHeart.org. Check there and see if you recognize any of the names that we have. Any information, any leads might be used with other information we've gleaned and be able to reunite another family with their Purple Heart.
Wonderful. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about that favorite topic of all of ours, that unclaimed money sitting there waiting for us to get. And so we can take Karen out to a very nice dinner. We're here with Illinois State Treasurer Michael Frerichs. We'll be back in a minute. We're talking to the Illinois State Treasurer, Michael Frerichs, and we are talking about unclaimed money. Can you tell our listeners, Treasurer, what money do you have in your coffers that might belong to my listeners out there, unbeknownst to them?
Great. Well, thank you, Karen. We have over $5 billion, and people wonder how that comes in, or they say things like, well, you don't have my money because I keep track of my money. Well, that may be true, but maybe someone owed you money and never got to you. Maybe there was a last paycheck at an old job that you never collected. Maybe you put down a deposit at a power company or water company and then moved and didn't get that deposit back. Maybe you applied for a rebate or refund and it either went to the wrong address or it came to your address, but it was disguised, looked like junk mail, and you threw it away. Or maybe someone named you the beneficiary of a life insurance policy and you didn't know about it, and so you never claimed it. So this could be any number of ways that money is meant for you that you were unaware of, but we fight every day to get it back into your hands.
So all of this money is sitting there, and what is the way, what is the procedure to look and see if you have money? And I will tell you this. I've been doing this for years, and I've been looking at these records, and you have really streamlined the process, and you've made it much easier for the average person to get this money, to identify it, and to claim it. So can you tell our listeners exactly what they need to do to look and see if they have funds?
Yeah, I got tired of people saying things to me like, oh, hey, Treasurer, you've got my money. And I'd say, great, we'd love to return it to you. And they'd say, it's too much of a hassle. So we worked with the General Assembly. We've made it easier. We streamlined it. There are still safeguards in place to make sure we get to the right person, but we've made it easier. So to start, you can go to my website at IllinoisTreasurer.gov, or you can go straight there at icash.IllinoisTreasurer.gov, the letter ICASH.IllinoisTreasurer.gov. There we've got a database with some very simple forms, a name, an address, a city. If you have a very common name like John Smith, you'll want to put in cities you once lived in or maybe the addresses you lived at. But if you have a very uncommon name like Frerichs isn't that common, just, you can put a last name in and might find money for yourself or for relatives of yours. And wouldn't it be a great thing to do on a Sunday afternoon to call that cousin you haven't talked to in a year or so and say, I was thinking about you recently and I found your name on the Illinois Treasurer's website and found money for you. You'd be doing them a favor. You would feel good about helping return money, and you'd be doing me a favor as well because we love returning these checks.
And so then the money is returned, and you know sometimes you have to prove who you are, which is you know not that hard, or you have to prove maybe where you lived or different things like that. But I will tell you, it's worth it when you're sitting at your desk and you should be working. Take a little break and take some coffee and do just what the treasurer told you to do, and I hope that you will be pleasantly surprised. Let's talk a little bit about...
We set a record last year. We returned over $2 billion since taking office. Now, the average amount last year was $1,000, so that's real money out there, and we find about 1 in 4 people who go to our website find they have something.
Fabulous.
So there's no guarantee we've got it for you, but those are far better odds than playing the lottery.
Absolutely. You have a Fallen Heroes Scholarship Fund. Can you briefly tell our listeners what that is?
Yeah, so I'm also in charge of college savings programs, and we want to help out families in real need, and for our heroes, our police officers, our firefighters, our soldiers who have died in service to their communities or our country, we offer Fallen Hero scholarships for their children. So we'll put $5,000 into a Bright Start College savings account for them. They can invest that money. It will grow over time. and will hopefully help them down the road when they decide to go to a university, a community college, a vocational school, a technical program, or even an apprenticeship.
So what might as well go into this college funds. Your office manages some different programs, the Bright Start, Bright Directions, First Steps. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about these programs, how secure they are, and when parents should start these programs?
Well, we find that the best time to start saving was yesterday. The second best time to start saving is today. So parents can put money in these accounts. Those contributions are deductible from your state taxes. You can invest that money. The growth in that account, if it's pulled out for an approved higher education expense, is not taxed at the federal level. So this is a great tax advantage way to save for higher education. You know, we all know that to get a good job today, you need some sort of education, skill, or training post high school to get a good job. We want parents to be prepared for that in advance. You know, I've heard a lot of stories, myself included, of families who hadn't saved, and kids almost didn't get to pursue, in some cases they don't get to pursue their goals because of that. We want to help prepare families early.
These programs are safe, are they not? I mean, you know, I think I hear a lot of people say, oh, I don't want to put money into something in Illinois. What happens if Illinois has a disaster and all my money's going to be lost? There's really no chance of that, is there?
Well, I get that. So the state, it's your put into your own individually managed account. The state of Illinois isn't running this. We contract with a third-party provider. That's currently United Bank and Trust. They're the program administrator. Now, you have control over how you invest. If you're really worried, if you're really risk-averse, you have options that are very conservative. If your kids are young and you want to earn a lot for them, you're willing to take some more risk, you might lose some of that, but you don't have to worry about the state of Illinois taking that money. It's just normal risks you would incur if you were investing.
So could you repeat the unclaimed money? I've gotten like five or six texters who are going to do just what I told them to do and what you told them to do. What is the website where they can go to claim their unclaimed property?
Great. Easiest website is illinoistreasurer.gov, and there you can click on unclaimed property or iCash, or you can go directly to that site at iCash, iCash.illinoistreasurer.gov.
A texter says, what if the relative that you see on the list is deceased? How do you go about getting the money for that person or their estate?
Yeah, so that is a little more difficult, but it's still very much possible. In the case of someone who is deceased, you have to present a will or some sort of probate record to see how they wanted that money dispersed. You can't just say, hey, he was my uncle, can I have his money? If the uncle named you in his will, or it went through probate court, you were established to be the beneficiary, then we will pay it out to you. If you're trying to claim your cousin's money, well, then we only write the check to the cousin.
Got it. And let's talk a little bit about this other program that we've talked about this before, and I think this just doesn't get enough play, and that's Secure Choice. This is for putting away money in retirement if your employer doesn't have a fund for you to do it or a method for you to do it. Can you tell our listeners about this program?
Yes, happy to, Karen. We have a retirement crisis in this country. Too many people have saved too few dollars for their retirement, and they either won't be able to retire or they're going to retire in poverty or near poverty. You know, we think it's pretty clear if you want to help more people, the strongest indicator of whether someone is saving for their retirement or not is, do they have a workplace retirement savings option? Meaning if they have a pension or they have a 401k at their employer, they're 15 times more likely to be saving for retirement than someone who doesn't. So what we did here in Illinois, we passed Illinois Secure Choice, mandates now that all employers with five or more employees that don't offer their own qualified retirement plan have to participate in Illinois Secure Choice. A certain percentage of your paycheck is deducted if you choose to stay in. It goes into your own individually managed Roth IRA, and that money also has tax advantages. That growth in an individual Roth IRA, you won't pay taxes on that growth when it comes time for retirement. So we think this is a great way to help more people be able to enjoy their golden years. to have a retirement with dignity and not live in poverty.
It's no excuse not to have a retirement account. Can't blame your employer anymore in Illinois. So I just think this is fabulous.
We make it easy. If your employer hasn't signed up for it, they have five or more employees, we can reach out to our office or let them know that it's something they should sign up for. It's no cost to the employer. When they send their payroll taxes off to the state, they also send an additional percentage for the employees, and it goes into the employee's own individually managed account. So if people, once again, have concerns about the state of Illinois, I don't manage that money. We work with a third-party private sector vendor on this, and you get to decide how much risk you want to take.
And just we got about a minute left, Treasurer, but I have many listeners who have disabled children or adults they're caring for. Can you tell our listeners about the ABLE program, A-B-L-E?
Great. It stands for Achieving a Better Life Experience. It's a savings account for people with disabilities. Just like a college savings account, parents can put money in there. They can invest it. That growth is tax-free as long as it's used for a disability-related expense. But the really amazing thing, if you have a child with a disability that qualifies for federal benefits, those benefits are means-tested. That means they can't have more than $2,000 in assets or they lose their federal benefits. But if you put their money into an ABLE account, you can save up to $100,000 in that account without losing their federal benefits. This will change the lives of a lot of people out there, and we'd love to sign up more people.
And where would they go to get information on that, Treasurer?
There, they can also go to IllinoisTreasurer.gov, click on ABLE. A-B-L-E stands for Achieving a Better Life Experience. It's a tax-advantaged way to save and to give your child with a disability a brighter future.
I want to thank you so much for joining us, Illinois State Treasurer Michael Frerichs. Thank you for being such a great public servant. You've done so well in your office, and I admire you, and I hope you join us again soon.
Karen, thank you for having me on. I love these programs. They'll make a difference in the lives of a lot of people to help them achieve whatever their vision of the American dream is. But I don't have a large budget for marketing, so happy to talk with you. Happy to come back anytime.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your summer. Illinois State Treasurer Michael Frerichs.